Live from CPR News, I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The Regional Transportation District says it'll soon finish repairs that have slowed down its light rail trains since last summer. RTD's aging light rail system has been falling into disrepair, so CEO and General Manager Deborah Johnson stepped up inspections and maintenance that have caused big disruptions. Johnson now says the work should be done by early March.
I can't sit here and say that there will never be a slow zone, but what I am confident in is that we are highly unlikely to see what we saw this past summer.
RTD recently boosted service on its E and H lines that run from the tech center to downtown. A new Colorado program aims to reduce light pollution and encourage more stargazing at state parks. CPR's Molly Cruz has a story.
A dozen state parks around Colorado are participating in the new Dark Sky program. The participating parks will receive 20 hours of free consulting from the nonprofit Dark Sky Colorado, as well as equipment to measure the amount of artificial light and changes in sky brightness over time. The goal is to help the parks gain an International Dark Sky Place certification, which could boost tourism to rural parts of the state. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
More news from across Colorado at CPR.org. Tonight, a mostly clear sky in Denver. Lows will be in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, they might hit the high 40s. This is CPR News.